Would you read it in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Teresa, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Mary Lou Myers?
Here.
Bill Marshall?
Present.
Mickey Nye?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Seeing that this is only a three-member commission, has everybody had a chance to read the minutes?
But I wasn't.
I know. Bill, did you go through them?
Yes, I did read the minutes.
I as well. Any adjustments that need to be made?
None that I see.
I will take a motion to approve the minutes then.
I would move that we approve the minutes from the November 15th, 2018 Board of Adjustments meeting.
Is there a second? I'll second them.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number five, Director of Planner Communications, Michelle.
I have nothing to discuss this morning. Scott, did you have anything?
No. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Apologies that I'm not down there this morning, but I have a luncheon with the directors and the county manager this afternoon, plus then I have a meeting with the county manager, what we call our quarterly update for the department, so that made me come down this way, but it's all good, so good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Item number six, a public hearing, item V1802, Julie Graciela.
That's good.
The applicant is requesting a variance to a 30-inch side yard setback for an exempt structure. Ms. Graciela's property is located at 1058 West Columbine and Christopher Creek in a zone GU with an ATN number of 303-10-109. Michelle.
Thank you. So you may recall this property from an appeal we brought before you last summer in August, and that appeal dealt with the shed number one that we identified in that report, and this is specifically to shed number two. I want to just note that the applicant was unable to attend the meeting this morning. She was able to get into town. So on page 10 of your packet, the location of both sheds are depicted for your reference. And shed two, based on what we can determine, was constructed on the property at least 15, maybe more years ago, and it was already there when the applicant purchased the property 13 years ago. And exempt structures, which this would be, or accessory structures 250 square feet or smaller, they're exempt from the building permit requirement, but they do have to meet a minimum 3-foot setback from our side or rear property line. And shed number two is located 30 inches from the eastern property line. The applicant hired a company to look at how she might be able to move the shed to meet that setback requirement. And it was determined that there were a lot of obstacles in doing so. She was requesting to maintain it at its current distance of 30 inches from the eastern property line. And you're familiar with our zoning ordinance where it lays out the four criteria for granting a variance. In page four of the staff report, I list those for you one by one. And what I'd just like to do is quickly go through those and just give our analysis of why we think that it meets the four criteria. The first one, I'll just read it. Due to special circumstances applicable to the property, including its size, shape, topography, location, impact to adjoining property uses, and destruction of vegetation, the strict application of these regulations will deprive such property of privileges enjoyed by other property of the same classification in the same zoning district. So there's several circumstances that exist on the property. So the creek is to the north, significant vegetation in the area, so and then the slope itself to the creek may be difficult, actually impossible from what the applicant says and the gentleman that she hired, to move it to the south. Then to the west of the shed, there's a large pine tree. basically right next to it. She really hesitates to take that down unless it's absolutely necessary. It's 80 feet tall. The property itself is fairly narrow, and the primary structure takes up a good point of portion. Shed 1 is to the north, so it's really pinched in and where it currently exists. So we feel that it meets the first criteria due to the existing conditions on the property. Criteria B, the variance will be subject to conditions that will ensure that the adjustment authorized will not constitute a grant of special privileges inconsistent with the limitations on other properties in the vicinity and zone in which the property is located. We don't believe it will constitute a grant of special privileges. New exempt structures have to meet this 3-foot requirement. The shed number 2, as I indicated, it's been there for many, many years. Other property owners in the area and in the same zoning district would have the same ability to come through and request a variance for the same circumstance. Item C, the special circumstances applicable to the property are not self-imposed by any person presently having interest in the property. Again, we don't believe it's a self-imposed hardship. She's purchased the property with the shed in its current location. And finally, the variance will not allow the establishment of a use which is not otherwise permitted in the zoning district, would result in the extension of a non-conforming use or change the zoning classification of property. And we're not talking about a new land use here. Exempt structures are permitted in the CD zoning district, like I said. There's not an extension here of any legal non-conforming use, and of course, the zoning designation is not changing. So having met the 4 criteria, in our opinion, we're recommending that the variance be granted with a 30-inch side yard setback, shed number 2.
Anybody on the commission have any questions, Bill? Mary Lou?
No, I don't.
This came before us because someone complained?
Well, actually, discovered it when we saw you here in August. So the first complaint pertained to shed number 1. And then the person who complained said, well, hey, there's also a shed in the back. And we tried to get that approved through an administrative variance process, but the applicant couldn't meet the criteria, 3 and 5. So we had to go through the variance route.
If I remember correctly, we caught it, and there's a propane tank somewhere out there.
That's
well,
right. You're right.
Several things yeah. that,
in the wall.
That because of a wall issue.
That's exactly right. I think I forgot to mention that thing. Yeah, the propane tank is north and to the east of the shed.
Are there any more questions? Scott, did you have something? Anything?
No, sir, Mr. Chair.
All right. I will take a motion on item number 6 then.
I would so move that we approve V-18-02 to grant the 30-inch side setback for the above-mentioned property at 1058 West Columbine and Christopher Creek.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Bill made the motion, and Mary Lou made the second to approve item number 6. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Abstain. Motion passes. Item number 7, voting for chairman and vice chairman.
Mr. Acting Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to nominate you as chairman.
All right, I don't have any problem.
Thank you. And vice chairman, Mr. Marshall.
Bill, you've been nominated as vice chair?
I would accept.
All right. Any other nominations? Wow, this is a tight group. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Bill.
Congratulations.
Item number 8 for adjournment. Mary Lou?
I move we adjourn.
Bill?
I'll second.
Okay, any motion and second we adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Motion passes. We're adjourned.
Thank you.